when you preserve yourself. God leaves a reserve for your future. Tell your neighbor, when you preserve yourself, God leaves a reserve for your future. Tell another neighbor, when you preserve yourself, God leaves a reserve for your future. Say to another person, when you preserve yourself, God leaves a reserve for your future. One more time, say, when you preserve yourself, God leaves a reserve for your future. I was in Torino, Italy. I was in Italy one time, and we finished preaching, we finished service, so we're going home. I saw about 15 to 16 ladies lined on the road, lined up. So I was telling the young man driving me, I said, what's happening today? Where are people going? Say, this one, anywhere. So I said, what is anywhere? Say, anywhere their customer is going is where they are going. As a customer, do people do business at night? He says, as you understand, lined up. As we drove further, we took a turn, moving towards the hotel. There was something that looked like a cemetery. And I saw a young man having sexual intercourse with a lady on the grave. Grave. On a grave. Before you sin, you are first stupid. How can you know cigarette will kill you and you smoke? You know it will kill you. The Federal Ministry of Health tells you that smokers, that after advertising it, they say, this one, sit down. This one, buy this one. Well, we are selling because we have to make profit. But the Federal Ministry of Health wants that smokers are liable to die of. I know some of you say, what about smokers that are old? They died when they were young. It's just their carcass. It's their carcass. Their movement is just a carcass. They died when they were young. Now, when there are people that take alcohol, there are people that take, what they call it? Brut? This one you mix, this one, that's roots. No, there's a name. Killing? Illicit gene. Those are taking, you see people taking roots, wood, mixed it with something, early in the morning. You see a professor sitting in a bar, arguing politics over alcohol. And these are people, some of them might not give you money for free, but they will buy drink for you for free. A young man said to me, he said, I need help. I said, look, all these your big friends, can they help you? He said, this one, they are demons. I said, they will take me to Dubai. Any suit I want to buy, any shoe, any kind of immorality, any kind of drink, they will pay. But give me the money, they won't. See, I come back to my family empty. But after changing several ladies, he said there are wines for $5,000, one bottle. £3,000, one bottle. That is enough to help his family. He said, but they won't give him. They say, pick, we'll pay. Am I communicating? And I said, to become somebody in life, the first thing you will do is to walk away from such people. Because they are not actually helping you. They are getting you addicted to things you can't afford. Nobody's following what I'm saying. Getting you addicted to things that you have to start stealing to maintain. Don't move with friends that make you competitive. Their phone is expensive, their shoes are expensive, their hair is expensive. For you to operate like that, you have to go above, disconnect from such people first. A time is coming when you can afford all that. One time I was invited to preach in school, and in the letter they wrote, please don't disgrace us, dress well. Now, for them to tell you that, you should know what it means. So I had no shoe that period, but I had a very good shirt and a good trousers. So I tucked in the trouser, the shirt in the trouser, on slippers. You are free to laugh. So I tucked in it on slippers. So it was a sister that first saw me. She blocked me. She said, are you going like this? I said, is it time to preach? She said, preach where? Why are you wearing slippers? I said, I don't have shoe. They collect from somebody. I said, I can't collect from somebody. I don't have shoe. Hey. They were discussing among themselves. My brother said, let me give you my own. I said, I don't borrow things. Let me use my own. I mounted there. It was this season of, you know this FM mic? The mic they connect to tape. If you move any out, the waves, it limits your movement on stage. So I took that mic, I said, praise the Lord. Everybody's eye was on my feet. Slippers. Talking. And wore slippers. I said, praise the Lord. Their eyes were there. Me, my eyes were on the Lord. Their eyes were on my feet. When the power hit the place, people forgot what I was wearing. The person that the power picked first was the sister that was trying to prevent me. Power picked her. Power picked their brothers. Everybody was flying everywhere. I removed the slippers. I was barefooted, ministering everywhere. When I was through, they were raising money to buy shoes for me. Am I talking to somebody here? Just come as you are. Serving God has a price. Number two. In that your class, an occult boy, a cultist should not do better than you. Make it a challenge. A cultist should not do better than you. Am I communicating? When I was defending my thesis, four professors sat down. Four. They said, today is me and them. They sat down. Four. If I say this one, they will fault it. I will come, they will fault it. I said, what have I done? They said, you know too much. So we came here. Once I purposely told them to call me from Sapele the day you are defending your thesis. See, so I came. Let's see how you will pass. You say you won't drop money. You are a pastor. No problem. Pass. He said, I won't give you anything. No. He said, you are talking too much. Pass. Answer these questions. I finished. I came from this angle. And I threw a question to one of them. He said, is that what you're asking you now? I said, no, sir. Just answer it, because what you're asking me does not even exist. So if you said this is this, why is this like this? If this was this, this wouldn't be like this. Say, okay. Where's your work? Let's see your work. Okay. Go. We'll discuss it. When I turned, I had one of them say, oh boy. As I turned, I turned. They said, go. These are gray-haired men with glasses on their nose. They don't wear it here. They wear it here. I said to myself, hey, someone who is not saved, someone who is an occultic man, his thesis can be approved and mine not approved. You are 20 of you on the same shade doing business. A sinner should not sell more than you. I want to give you a consciousness, a mindset of the best. The best. You are a Christian media house. Don't use local stations as your prime target. Look for CNN. Look for notable stations that are shaking the world. Pick things that make them stand out. Apply it and be the best. Am I talking to somebody? Be the best. Number two. He said everyone should get a rod from their father's house. So it was the 12 tribes that they represented. Aaron came from the tribe of the Levites. God displayed whom he has chosen to project the family name. Levites! 11 other rods! Each rod represented their tribe. Your lifting is not for yourself.
The first people that must feel your lifting is your family. Your family. Your family is your assignment. That was why Joshua said, choose whom this day, whom you will serve. He said, but as for me, we shall serve the Lord. You are in a family. If you can't pray for your family now, you can't intercede for your family now, you can't enjoy dividends tomorrow. Write this down. A family you can't protect, you can't project. A family you can't protect in the place of prayer. Protect with the gospel of Jesus. Protect by leading them to Christ. You cannot project into prosperity. Project into abundance. Project into lifting. A member of your family, there are things they are doing wrong, you confront them. Why? Because your family is your responsibility. Shall I hide anything that I want to do from my servant Abraham, knowing that he will command his entire house? Command. Somebody shall command. Not demand. Command. Command. To command his household after me. Women, men, they give their children, you know, such allowance. Now they've grown home, they can't even talk to them. You can't tame them anymore. You can't tame them because you allow them to grow. Am I communicating? That's why a child will look at the mother and abuse the mom. Look at the father, abuse the father. It was a function of so much allowance, so much permission, that he will command, not demand. He will command his household after me. He will command. If you are here today and there are things negative you've permitted in your family, you've got to correct it. Got to correct it. What job is a daughter doing that she will dress expensively? A son is changing cars, buying for father and mother, and they won't ask him what job he's doing. The woman was changing cars until they brought the corpse of his son as an arm robber. And she was crying. And the son's friends opened their mouth and tongue lashed her. Oh, it's now you are crying. When they bought you the first car, you collect. The second car, you collect. What is he doing? What visible thing that we can see is he doing? Some of us, we are the ones that made politicians thieves. A man becomes a senator, or he becomes a House of Rep member, or he becomes a local government chairman. We put him under pressure. Bring money. So he has to steal to maintain relevance and to come back again. So he has to keep stealing. It has become a circle. In America, what they expect from you is leadership. I have entered taxi with a senator in America. I've entered train with a senator. And at the start, I'm like, hi, senator. I said, senator. Hi, senator. See, Nigeria, when you see a senator, you will know a senator. Public train. $5. He paid, came by his briefcase, he was walking. That's a senator from a ruling party at that time. See, not Nigeria. In a senator, Nigeria has a special advisor, and the special advisor to the senator has a special advisor. And the special advisor to the special advisor of the senator has a senior special advisor. They just park cars and give them, doing nothing. Just appointment for compensation. No office, nothing. Just one car and one tout wearing suit following him everywhere. Your family is your responsibility. Tell your neighbor, your family is your responsibility. Thus has said to me, your first immediate assignment as a believer is your immediate family. Your first immediate assignment, pray for your mother, pray for your father. They might not be saved, they might not be born again. Pray. My father is here today. He's a believer. I never preach to him. He's here. I never carry Bible to go and preach. I prayed for years. I kept praying. And it got to a point where his life was his health was between life and death. And Jesus came. As soon as Jesus saved him, he carried Bible. That period, I know that period. Several people, several drugs, several things were done. Jesus came. I mean, he has traveled to several Meccas. I never preached. I have my brothers here. There was no one like, I kept harassing them with prayer, calling their names before God, bombarding them, calling their names, that Father, save them, save them, save them. You need to start praying. Your sister has no child and you are a believer. Handle a case. Your brother has no job and is a graduate. Handle his case. You have another cousin who is diseased or who has a stroke. Handle his case. That your father is old doesn't mean he should be stroked. That your mother is old doesn't mean she should be blind. Am I communicating? Handle your family. Make it a rest. Just imagine a man that's blessed. You know when you are blessed, the first thing people are looking at is your family. You are in a jeep car. You have several buildings and your parents are in a rented apartment. I want to provoke some people this morning. The only thing you buy for your parents are things they can't use. Your mother is 75, you buy a stockfish to kill her. Your dad is 90, you buy him BlackBerry. Your family must feel your impact. Am I communicating? It's not because every child, there was a day my little children, as small as they came to me. They said, what do you like? Small. And my wife answered what I liked, which you don't need to know. Some know, some don't know. Just very cheap. It's affordable. So now told them, they said they are coming. They went outside. And they just bought it in a nylon and gave me that they take. I said, what? She was buying it for you. I said, kneel down. See tongues. So I started feeling how it is when a child honors a father. They just said, I said, kneel down. I began to pray. As small as they are. When last did your parents, did your family member feel anything? Because they told you your mother is a witch. Yes, you have not seen her. She didn't kill you inside the womb. Mama in a wish. Mama in a wish. I'm not going to village. Mama in a wish. Yes, that woman is dying, suffering, poor, can't feed. Because of one prophecy of fear. If your mother is a witch, that's why you should visit her. Let her know that Elijah is here. Don't run from a witch. A witch will run from you. Carry money, blast in tongues, and give it to her. Mommy, I'm giving you this money for food, not for coven. Take. Kaduba, Igede, Jugudush. When you are a baby Christian, when you are a young baby Christian, when you give your money to witches, they can take it to covenant. But when you are a fire-rise Christian, when you give your money to a witch, it means more money for you. Am I talking to somebody right now? More money. If you take my money to a witchcraft covenant, the money that is met there, it will magnet it and bring it to my account. As soon as you return from the covenant, I start getting credit alerts on my phone. All the monies that were there have been magneted to me. What rubbish. What rubbish? Your mother is a witch. Your mother-in-law is a witch. Your father, and you are not ashamed you are saying it. Your father-in-law is a witch. Your mother-in-law is a witch. That's why you are there to cast out the witchcraft. Should be ashamed. Should be ashamed. There's no witch among my in-laws. If there was any witch, it was before I came. I have unwitched and bewitched all the witch. You know they deworm somebody. I bewitch them. I bewitch them. I unwitch. None. There's no one. There's no one. I mean, one time I sent some of my used clothes to my wife's hometown to give certain people. And a madman was passing, mad for 10 years, and was passing and went to the line and touched one of the used clothes and wore it on the spot. His senses came back. I mean, 10 years madness on the spot. When we went last time, he showed me the man. He said, this is the man that was mad. I mean, it was a renowned madness. It was not a private affair. Very public and very known. Picking paper from the ground and everything. Normal! There should be an impact. Look at your family. You are running from your family members. Running from your in-laws. Giving them names. Why are you there? Bible says, I repair up the breaches. As you enter that family, if it was catching before, you are to arrange it. You are not to scatter the family further. Am I communicating? Because they married you into that family, the family scattered. Because you married from that family, family scattered. That's an upside down arrangement. You are to enter a family and balance what was not balanced. You are to enter a family and correct what was not correct. Any failure you fail now is not you alone that fails. It's a family failure. Every personal failure is an ancestral disgrace. It's a generational disgrace. Your failure is the failure of a family. Your success is the success of a family. I came to give you a family project. Now when you get back home, you will write all the names of your family members that are not saved. And between now and the end of this life in the spirit, you begin to call their names before God. The Lord, by Ebenezer, in the next 2 days, I want to see them saved by your power, by your grace. Anyone that is bound, anyone that is sick, has automatically become a project. That, oh God, this one that is jobless has become a project. This one that is diseased has become a project. This one that is stranded has become. Am I communicating? You know, have you discovered anytime God is addressing anybody in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they are addressed based on family backgrounds. Jesus, thou son of David. The Bible will speak of Joshua. He said, Joshua, the son of Nun. None. The father was a nun. You see Jephthah, the Gileadite. Everyone is addressed by family backgrounds. So your success is not a private issue. Your success is a family contamination. Once you are blessed, it should replicate in your family. Once you are saved, it should replicate in your family. Once you are lifted, it should replicate in your family. When Gideon was picked out by God in Judges chapter 6, God said to Gideon, go and destroy your father's altar. I prophesy upon your life today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every father's altar under which you are laboring, every mother's altar under which you are struggling, every altar of the flesh, altar of disease, I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down. Somebody shout fire. Take your seat. Listen. By Wednesday, we are starting the 11 year anniversary. By Wednesday, will be 11 years, right? Okay, and we are in 42 countries. Now, wait. We are in 42 countries. We are everywhere in America, everywhere in London, everywhere in Europe. Do you know why it's that easy? I conquered where I come from. That's it. So people don't understand. How can a man have 15 churches in Italy, 10 churches in Spain, several churches in Germany, and spreading, and abroad we do programs in Europe and jam stadiums? Why? I conquered. People open churches from the city and come and open a branch here. We open the headquarters here and branches abroad. When you handle your foundation, spreading becomes easy. To America, don't run to London, don't run to Germany, don't run to Japan, don't run and handle your foundation. When your foundation is handled, everything is a walkover. Am I communicating? That altar in your father's house that have swallowed others before you, Yandasu Ikradoshi, the altar that have consumed those who have gone ahead of you. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I see you swallowing it up. I see you swallowing it up. I see you swallowing it up. Let me and amen like thunder. Take your seat. Number three, and then I'll pray. God has to single out whom He has chosen to end murmurings and complaints. The children of Israel began to complain. The children of Israel complained over things that were not necessary. They complained about everything. Moses married, they complained. Aaron stood up, they complained. Everything was a complaint. Do you know, as believers, where complaints start? Complaints start when we take off our eyes from what God is doing for us and focus on what has not been done. You set your eyes of what God is doing. Tell somebody, God is doing something. Wherever you are in this auditorium, in all the six overflows, say it louder, God is doing something. Now, watch this. Watch this. Do you know the children of Israel will go to bed, and when they wake up, there is food outside. Wasn't that God? They didn't work for it. Guess what they did? They began to miss Egypt, where they would labor before feeding. They say, if we are in Egypt, there was flesh. They forgot that also in Egypt, there were taskmasters. And somebody say, if it was before I became a Christian, I know myself. Who are you? Who are you? When I was in the world, if you saw me, you were an handkerchief in the hand of the devil. There is nothing to miss in the past. Am I communicating? You hear people now say, they want to backslide. Say, I'm going to the world. When those in the world are looking for the road to the church, you want to go to the world now. I told you last Sunday, if you go to the world now, you are already outdated. You are no more in vogue. You cannot meet up with them. No, when you were in the world, it was breakdance. They were dancing. But now, it's not the generation of breakdance anymore. So if you go back to the world, it will take you a long time to learn their dance. It's only the dance of the church, praise and worship you are used to. So stay in the place where you are used to. No, you go to the world now. What do you want to go and learn in the world? If I'm not married, I'll just go to the world. Meanwhile, those in the world are looking for husbands. Looking for wives. Never should going backward become an alternative. All my life, what has stood me out in my work with God is that I love God till death. I've never sat my wife down. Over 17 years I've known her. I've never sat my wife down one day and I'm telling her, God, why is life like this? It's good news. Never. Things have happened that should make me sit down and almost I don't. As I said, and if you are waiting for me to discuss it, I won't discuss it. One time I lost a very precious friend in ministry. My wife only knew by my silence. What is happening? I was quiet. What is happening? I was quiet. She saw tears in my eyes. I was quiet. And that's how she knew that something had happened. I said, for this mouth to communicate bad news, I love God too much. God is always right. God is always right. God is always right. I can never get to a point where I question God. I can never murmur or complain. I can never murmur or complain. If a young man walks out of your life, God is always right. If your husband carries your load and is doing anything he's doing, don't accuse God. God is right. If it appears there's no money in your pocket, God is right. Never accuse God. Never. Never! You lost money, you didn't lose your life, you can still get money. How can somebody be crying, I wrote an exam and the result was seized? Why did God allow it? Are you not happy it was not you that was seized? They seized the result, not you. Stop following God with the consciousness. Can I shock you? I never knew in my life that a man of God can be blessed and be dashing cars. I never knew. I've given 329 cars as a seed. 329. And over 250 we are giving to pastors. If you plan against me, I won't bother to pray. I will just send your name as an SMS to all those pastors. They will use fasting and prayer to kill you. Am I talking to somebody here? I never knew a pastor. All I did was I love God. I just follow God. I have gone to preach in places. With the first time they gave me an offering, I shouted, "Hey, you're paying me?" It was strange. It was strange. But today, many are becoming pastors. Many of you are in Bible schools. Many of you are becoming because of what you want to get. Meanwhile, those who have already been blessed by God have lost interest for materialism. Am I talking to somebody? Am I communicating? Father, if you love, if you want me to show that I love you, give me 1 million. God say you. God say, I know you love me, but money you won't get. Because if I give you that money, I will lose you, I will lose the investment. So stay in your level. I like what the songwriter said. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be no food on the table. God is always right. No money in my pocket. God is always right. I don't know where the next meal will come from. God is always right. I am married till now. There is no child yet. God is always right. Stand on your feet. Hey. Are you ready to pray? Tell somebody God is always right. I can say God is always right. We're going to take 3 prayers. Pastor Saribo, come to the altar. Receive Saribo West, please. Lift your right hand. Are you ready?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêt?
We are going to pray.
Nous allons prier.
The first thing you will do is to thank God for that condition.
Dieu pour cette condition.
I didn't ask him a question. I said thank him.
Remercie-le.
Celebrate him.
Célèbre le Seigneur.
For this I'm going through.
Pour ce que tu
I thank you.
Je te remercie, Seigneur.
I still have joy. And I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all I've been through, lift your voice, sing it again. I still have joy. I still have joy. Oh, oh, oh. After all I've been through, I still have joy. One more time, sing to him. I still have joy. There is joy in my heart. Oh, after all I've been through, I Wherever you are,
partout vous êtes,
hearing me or watching me from around the world,
partout dans le monde entier,
you join us in this prayer.
Vous allez prendre ceci en prière.
The anointing that distinguishes a man.
L'onction qui distingue un homme.
The anointing that sets a man out.
L'onction qui met de l'homme à part.
Can I shock you? You don't need to go through the lies.
Pas besoin de traverser les mensonges.
That they lie in the business world to prosper.
Dans le monde des affaires prospérer.
You don't have to go through the gimmicks of ministry. You don't have to go through the fraud in the banking system to prosper. God can prosper you genuinely.
Je peux te prospérer authentiquement.
Genuinely.
Authentiquement.
Genuinely.
Authentiquement.
Am I communicating?
Est-ce que je m'adresse à quelqu'un?
God can give you contact.
Je peux donner contact.
In my young life,
vie,
one-on-one, I've met with 22 African presidents.
L'homme de Dieu a rencontré 23 présidents africains.
Not lobbied for. Not wanting to. Rather, I was under pressure in that country to be taken to them. Some sent for me.
Certains m'ont appelé.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Stand with God.
Parce que je me suis tenu devant Dieu.
Those that stand with God, those stand alone.
Ceux qui sont fermes avec Dieu ne peuvent être seuls.
Those that stand with God,
ceux qui sont fermes avec Dieu,
those stand alone.
Ne peuvent être abandonnés.
Three prayers. Anointing that distinguishes a man.
L'onction qui distingue un homme.
Fall upon me. Lift your right hand and say, my father,
mon père, mon créateur, mon père.
Shout it loud and clear.
Mon père.
Anointing that distinguishes a man.
L'onction qui distingue un homme.
Fall upon me.
Viens sur moi.
Open your mouth and fire prayer.
Ouvre ta bouche et prie ici. L'onction qui distingue un homme.
I can't hear you.
Pendant que je prie maintenant, viens sur moi. Viens sur moi.
Follow me. Can I pray for you? Your time has come. Who is Nyoma? Nyoma. What's your problem? Calm down. I say, who is Nyoma? That's your name. Can I pray with you? Your time has come. Stand up. If you don't calm down, I will not talk. You are shocked. Calm down. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty handed, but alive in your hands. Majesty. The grace of God is upon me and my eyes are open. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in your family, your time has come. In the realm of the spirit, I enter into a place that looks like a shop and I see machine for clothes. You are what? You so close.
Yes, sir.
What kind of wala is this one?
How can I minister to this lady? I see where they make clothes.
Les couturières.
And I enter into a market. I see where they kill meat.
Your husband is what? He's a butcher. Your husband is a butcher. Hey, Jesus. Calm down. Wait. Wait. Put your hand there. But can I pray?
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a miracle.
Amen.
There's going to be a miracle.
Amen.
The doctors don't have the final say.
Amen.
There's a condition I see in the realm of the spirit that even now the doctors are concluded. There's nothing they can do. But God is going to give you a testimony.
Amen.
I see your wedding around 2008. Yes, around April
28th.
You are son of God, sir.
I'm what?
You are son of God, sir.
I'm son of God.
My daddy, I will send you.
Jesus is Son of God. Can I pray for you? Who is threatening you? Who is threatening you?
Send me a text message.
Last week,
yes, sir.
They are threatening you, threatening your family.
Yes.
With death. You have the text message?
I leave my answer at home.
You left your answers?
Yes.
Somebody is threatening. It's true?
It's true. They threatened me. I reported the matter to management.
To management?
Yes, sir.
But somebody that is threatening you is from management.
Come.
Where is your husband?
Marie.
Come with your husband.
Marie.
I saw a far journey.
Sir,
I saw a far journey. This is Europe.
Yes.
I saw you in Europe.
Yes, sir. I live in Italy.
You live where?
I live in Italy.
Italy.
Yes.
Come.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Please, I don't have time this morning. I'm into the next service. Sir, can I talk to you? You have diabetes. Eh? You have diabetes. Remove your glass. You have ulcer.
Yes,
sir.
Eh? Yes, sir. Stand up.
Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Don't be embarrassed. Even erection is a problem. Am I embarrassing you?
No, sir.
Sometimes your wife... Both of you, you know what
I'm
saying.
About this,
you quarrel
about it.
You and your wife quarrel about it.
Yes, sir.
Who is Oge?
That's my wife, sir.
But this is a problem.
The problem?
It's not medical problem. It's spiritual.
Medical,
I'm going to explain. Your time has come.
I'm not asking you.
Your father and your mother.
Père, ta mère.
This is altars.
Les hôtels.
You know Anambra?
Yes, I'm from Anambra State.
You know Anyocha?
I'm from Anyocha.
You know a village like Akweze?
Hey, I'm from Akweze.
I will pray with you. Somebody entered. I see something in the realm of the spirit. I see a place like Onitsha.
I'm staying at Onitsha, sir.
You stay at Onitsha?
Yes, sir.
Wait, I'm going through the main market. I'm going through the line. I get to an electronic shop where they sell electronics.
Yes, I'm selling electronics.
Now, wait. Somebody bought something and touched you. Your body system changed. Who is Emmanuel?
I'm Emmanuel, sir.
Can I pray with you?
Yes, sir.
I'm Marco.
Amako, that's my son, sir.
Amako.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand. Where's your wife?
That one, sir.
How it going? I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children in the spirit. But that's not what I'm looking at. I'm seeing a set of twins.
Yes, my second issue is twins. Two boys.
I heard so- Wait, there is one I'm seeing. I'm hearing something like Kamsin or Kingsin.
What is Kamsin?
Eh?
What is Kamsin?
Kamsin.
Yes.
Don't cry. Calm down.
Jesus.
I saw a child born and the leg.
Yes. The twins have problem with the leg.
Problem with the leg. The leg face.
Yes, yes, sir.
Another side.
Yes, sir.
Healing power is flowing. Come. Can I pray for you, sir? Come. Please don't waste my time. Can I pray for you?
Yes,
as you are standing there, I saw a curse. You have met big men. There was a big man you even work with.
Yes.
You ended up nothing.
Yes,
it's a curse. I saw that there. Who are you? Oh, okay. You're from family. I saw the curse, and God said I should break the curse, and all you have lost shall be restored to you.
Amen.
Where's your mom? Come fast. Where's your mom? Can I pray? Pray against stroke. I saw a sudden attack. Please, whether anybody I see, I just talk to you. I saw a sudden attack. You are going to hear a news. This news is someone from your mom's family. An arrow of attack that was fired is returned back. Where is your mother? Where is your mother? Stand up. What's the problem? I see them give you food. You say you are not eating. Why are you not eating? I'm seeing somebody. Whether it's your wife, I don't know. What's the problem with food? The brief food. You say you are angry. You are not eating food.
I'm telling my wife.
It's your wife?
Yeah.
You are angry with her?
Yeah.
Start eating her food. Start eating her food. Go. Can I speak to you? Come here. Hold it. I saw a girl that you had a relationship with.
Yeah.
Is it true?
It's true, sir.
Both of you are no more together.
Yes.
You are planning to speak of issue of marriage and her people refuse.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes,
sir. Jesus, give you your own person. Come, 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 come. I saw East. I don't know your business with East.
I'm a pastor in the East.
You are a pastor in the East?
Yes, sir.
There was something that was moving in your body.
Yes, sir.
It was crawling.
Yes, sir.
It was an attack.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you pray, it will come.
Yes.
It will hook you.
Yes.
Your chest is not free. Freedom for you. Come. Who is, sir? Who is Potoki?
I am.
It's Potoki.
Potoki something.
That's your name?
Yes, sir.
Where's your family?
They should be at the
Go and bring them. Come. I see 40, 41, 42.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
42, sir.
You are 42 years.
Yes, sir.
Stand here. Open your palm. Open your palm. Okay. 2015 September. Someone is giving you the gift of a car.
Amen.
Who is Josephine? Who is Josephine? Who is Josephine? If you waste my time, I would walk away. Who is Josephine? Media. Who is something like Komolafe? Is there something like that? Komolafe? Or technical or media, or something like that. Akomolafe, or I don't know what that name means. If there's someone like that, I want to see you. Allah bagabagaba. If you waste my time, I'll just leave you and go. I don't have time. Where's your wife? Call your wife. Call your wife. Who is abroad? Who is the boy abroad?
My immediate elder brother.
Your immediate elder brother?
Yes.
He's in Europe.
Yes, sir.
Stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Chimeze ugonze. Chimeze ugonze. Is there someone like that? Shout hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 shout hallelujah. Shout out. because of how the pressure we have, those of us who are blind, deaf, dumb, crippled, the third service, is Jehovah. If you are here, if you are here in our third service, you will see what we experience here. Chronic. But if you don't have a medical report, we will not attend to you. If you don't have, is that it, doctor? Those without medical reports, we may not. They stay on that side. They stay on this side. Okay, so please, if you are coming for a healing service, make sure there's a medical report. We are actually trying to create an office where we are going to get medical equipment, medical kits. As your minister, so they take you for a test to confirm. So instead of us going, so that you are HIV positive, as hands are laid on you, they take you there to check it. If you say you have cancer, as hands are laid on you, they take you there to check it. Amen. We saw people brought from this with stretchers, jumping off stretchers. We saw mad people chained, becoming blind, eyes opening like water. Jesus is the same yesterday. Who is Rose? Asila. Ooh. Can I pray with you? Are you sure you are ready? No, it's okay. Where is she? What's wrong with her? Stroke?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
From Kogi State.
Open your hands. This is not supposed to be a healing service, but it's okay. Heal.
Thank you.
Go and touch your mom. The stroke will go. Now.
Love is departing maintenant.
Shama. Jehovah Shama. Your season. They have mocked you, but God wants to make you. Jesus, Son of God. Give them a testimony. Power! Surprise them. Awesome. Listen. I saw this is something. It's a problem of assumption. What I see, somebody is assuming something without clarification and is there to launch an attack. But this same week, your ears will hear that the God of heaven will reply them by fire.
Amen.
Somebody has a friend. Please listen. You have a friend.
Vous avez un ami?
And that your friend has a brother. Can you understand? You have a friend.
Vous avez un ami?
And that friend of yours has a brother.
Et cet ami a un frère.
For 14 years,
depuis 14 années,
he's missing.
Il est perdu.
And I hear, among his name, I'm hearing something like Tahiru or Lahiru. Or Tahiru.
Tahiru.
Yahu Tahiru. Is a brother,
c'est un frère,
to your friend,
et ton ami.
Please, wherever you are, inside or outside,
partout vous êtes à l'intérieur comme à l'extérieur,
come and let's pray.
Venez que nous prions
for you.
Pour vous.
Please come.
S'il vous plaît,
I know I'm hearing something like blessing.
T'entends ce nom blessing?
Or kocha.
Kocha.
Where's the person?
Où est cette personne?
What's your name? Eh?
Let's know, gotcha.
Stand up.
We come to bless your name, King of kings and Lord of lords. We come to give you praise.
You are the wonder we adore.
Oh Lord, cleanse our hearts with fire. Feel our sweet desire for your heart. We come to bless your name,
King of kings and Lord of kings.
We give you praise.
You
alone.
You are the one that we adore.
Oh,
this one with black in it. Do you know her?
No.
Do you know her? What's your name?
I'm Blessing.
What's your own name?
Blessing.
Come. Can I pray with you? How can someone be in school and you have not finished, you have not even written exam, and in the realm of the spirit, the kingdoms of hell have arranged the results for you? For an exam, you don't understand. Can I explain?
Yes, sir.
I saw mass communication.
Yes, sir.
I saw ND2.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I saw a result for an exam that has not been written. That no matter what is written, this is the result that will be gotten. If God can reveal to me your name, your son name, your department, your class, it means that the council of hell is frustrated.
Yeah.
Can I pray for your family?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing this girl washing clothes, and in the midst of washing clothes, she gets a phone call from home, and it's a bad one. God is going to cancel it.
Amen.
God is going to cancel it. Blessed be your name. God is going to cancel it. Do you know something like 3721 37 or 3374, something like that? 090. Like 3, there's 7, there's 2, there's 1, there's another 3, there's 7, there's 2, there's 4.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
That's my number.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Open your palm. Send a message home. Call home. Tell them to put their ears down. That a strong man is going to go down.
Yes, sir.
For 3 Sundays, I told you that the election is going to be shifted. 3 Sundays. And some senators sent me messages and said, Nigeria will burn. Everywhere will scatter. Apostle, you have given prophecies, but this one, Nigeria with this, that will happen. This will happen. It's not possible. It's not possible. Let me even shock you. Pray for there to be election at all.